fantastic. They are really, really, they're really good.
So we know it's all about flattening the curve. We've been hearing that everywhere, and we know that this thing is really hitting New York hard, and certainly that sends a shock of fear, I think, through people in Chicago, because urban areas, you know, you see one thing happen and you imagine it coming here. What are we getting? Everything we need? Where are we at? How short are we on supplies? How much help has the governor been? The president? Where are we at? Yeah.
Well, look, we're really not getting much in the way of help from the federal government. That's just a fact. And it was clear to me early on when the president issued an order diverting all the flights from China to 7 airports, and O'Hare being one of them. I had some pretty tense calls with higher ups in HHS, Homeland Security, CDC. And, you know, candidly, I came away from those conversations thinking, okay, well, we're on our own because these guys don't have a clue. And they definitely don't have a plan, and they're not going to be able to help us. But luckily, we've got a great public health infrastructure here in the city. I mean, if you've seen our incredible commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwady, I mean, she's just put the whole city in the palm of her hand and is keeping us safe. Her team is remarkable. But the best thing is, people are really rising to the occasion. We prepare all year round for these kinds of emergencies. I mean, this is unprecedented, of course, but we are doing okay in terms of our stockpile of personal protective equipment, the PPEs you hear a lot about. Ventilators were in pretty good shape for now, but all of it's with a qualifier. I just don't think the federal government has kept up its strategic stockpile. So I don't think that they've got the resources and equipment to actually help us if they were so inclined. And the partnership with the state and the governor has been great because we have to. I mean, this is a relationship now forged in tragedy. And, you know, really, I think it grows stronger every single day. He and his team obviously have to worry about the entire state. And we're focused just on Chicago. But we're all trying to step up in this unprecedented moment. There's no playbook for any elected official that tells you how to deal with the pandemic. But I'll tell you, coming out of this, we're going to write one.
That's what I find remarkable, Mayor Lightfoot, is that how you're still relatively new on the job. Governor Pritzker is still relatively new at his job. And you have to mesh your leadership styles. You have to communicate a clear, strong message. And you have been doing it on a daily basis, which I think is what people have appreciated as much as anything, is that there's very little that we're wondering about how you think and what's going to happen next. How would you describe your relationship with Governor Pritzker and how that's evolved and had to evolve quickly because of the situation we're in?
You know, I think our relationship is really solid. We didn't know each other before I was elected. So we were in the getting to know each other phase. We had a lot of conversation, of course, over the course of the fall as we were working on casino and earlier this year. But, you know, when you're talking to somebody multiple times a day, you wake up and you're in a conversation and you go to bed and you're in a conversation. And, you know, he's been very, very generous in reading me in and seeking my opinion. And, you know, of course, I'm not shy about giving it either. So I would have been barging in had he not opened up the door anyway. But I think it's become a really, really strong relationship that's going to last way past this moment that we're in. And our teams are working very, very well together. Again, that's what people elected us to do. They didn't elect us to, you know, stand on principle or petty politics. They need us to be together and get shit done.
Yeah, no question about it. I think everyone feels the same way. And I think that when we look at what is happening.
My wife just looked at me and said, "What are you doing? You said the S word on radio."
Well, I heard David start giggling.
We know.
We got a dump button. Don't worry. Kevin,
it's allowed.
Get that one?
We got it.
Yeah, we're good. but the fact of the matter is that I think that as we talk about what is happening here, you need to feed. People are afraid. People are scared, and you need to be told what to do, and you need to be, you know, and unfortunately, it's left to you to kind of hammer that message home, but you're doing it because it's an important thing to do. I keep going back to this thing with the masks and all that. I understand there's a shortage, and you leave it to the people, the medical people, but I find myself wearing a ski mask if I'm going out. I don't know if that's helping or not, but it's helping me. It makes me feel a little bit better. Just a bandana, anything, because even if you're not tested, you don't even know if you're carrying it, and you don't want to be part of the problem here. You want to be part of the solution.
No, I think the guidance will pretty quickly evolve regarding masks. It wasn't there to say, yeah, absolutely, universally, people should be wearing masks. But, you know, look, as you just said, Molly, if that gives you comfort, we obviously want to leave the heavy equipment, they call them N95, so the mask with the shield, the PPE, the personal protective gear, that we got to leave that for our healthcare workers and our first responders. Right. I mean, it's absolutely essential that they have everything that they need, and we've literally pushed out hundreds of thousands of pieces of equipment to healthcare workers and to first responders. But, you know, look, I'm seeing it everywhere I go. I went into the grocery store the other day, and probably a third of the people in there had on masks. And I get it. I'm not going to tell people that they can't and they shouldn't wear masks. This is a scary time. And psychologically, people need to figure out what they can do to get themselves comfortable to survive this moment like we've never seen before, right? None of us were alive in 1918 when the flu pandemic devastated our country. Most of us don't remember smallpox or measles, which by the way, are spread in a very different way. They're not, this coronavirus is not airborne, I hasten to add. But it's scary because we now know somebody in our family, in our network, who has it. And it's still true that 80% of the people who get it don't need hospitalization. They experience something that's like the flu. But for those who really get intensely sick, it is devastating. And yesterday, I had a sad occasion and really sobering news to announce of the first death amongst a city employee. But I know it's not going to be the last. And that's really hard stuff.
It is difficult, Mayor Lightfoot, and I think that when we talk about sports every day, we do so hopefully to give people a little bit of a diversion, a little bit of an escape if we can for 4 hours a day or all day on this station. And inevitably, sports will return. And when they do, in Chicago, a terrific sports city, we know it's low on the list of priorities at this moment. But when that time comes, what role will you play in helping decide how to do it, when to do it, and have everything sort of executed so it is safe and we can resume normalcy just as soon as possible?
Well, look, I'm a huge sports fan. And, you know, during this time when there's no play, I'm still, you know, reading multiple sports blogs every day and keeping up with the NFL draft and, you know, wondering if Ryan Pace is awake up there. just saying. But look, we are a great sports town. We're a sports loving country. And of all the moments, and there have been many tough ones, you know, seeing the NBA cancel its season, hockey then followed the fire. I mean, I was really looking forward to being out in Soldier Field on March 21st for the homecoming of the fire, and baseball, both the White Sox and the Cubs. Thinking about my White Sox, maybe this will be the year. Yeah. You know, and looking down the line at football and, you know, will we be able to start training camp on time? I mean, these are big moments when you're a sports fan and obviously, the way that sports, is embraced and loved in the city and what it contributes to our economy. These are real things, and not just a notion. So, I'm hopeful that our modeling is right, that we will see the peak of this in mid to late April, and then we'll start the winding down. But the truth is, you know, for all the science and all the data, and we've got some of the best minds in the world working on this for Chicago, there's so much that we don't know and so much that we're not going to know until we're in it. And, you know, I was I saw Dr. Fauci's comments from the other day that there might be a second wave, you know, this coming fall. That's horrifying to think about. But whatever we do, as we've been throughout this journey, we're going to be guided by the science. We're going to be talking to the epidemiologists. We're going to be looking at the modeling. And we're going to make the hard call that we have to.
Mayor Lightfoot, thank you. We really appreciate your time. And we appreciate you talking to our sports fans. And certainly, we appreciate your leadership. It's a wonderful thing to see. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Lightfoot.
Thank you. My pleasure. And maybe I'll come back and we'll actually talk a little sports. I'm still mulling over the Nick Foles.
What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think it's a competition trade and not a starter trade. But you know, obviously people are all over the place about it. But we paid $18 million to Mike Glennon, which has got to be top five worst all time trades. My God, put me out there, will ya?
No kidding. You know, hey, Mike Glennon's available. I think the Raiders let him
Lord.
Go. So.
Well, of course. Of course. Go home and coach, you know, Pee Wee football, man. But, you know, look,
I got a feeling if we like it.
I like the trade. I would have preferred that they traded for a starter, you know, Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
I had some hopes about that. But, you know, this is we're not willing to give up on Mitch yet. We're going to have competition in training camp. And, you know, look, Foles, as you know, is caught lightning in a bottle a couple times, and we'll see. But we got to solve the quarterback problem. We can't keep having our defense on the field three quarters of the game getting gassed. I mean, you know, obviously the numbers were down last year on the D overall, but not a surprise when they basically had to carry every damn game. It's just too much.
Do you know how many Chicago mayors have said we have to solve the quarterback problem?
I got a feeling we would really hear some language if we watched a game with you. I think,
thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks a ton.
Yeah, I don't. I'm being restrained here, and I'm sure I'm going to get admonished again when I walk out of my little cubby here. You know, I'm a passionate fan like everybody who fills those stadiums on home Sundays. And it's hard to go from the highs of two seasons ago to see what happened last year. And, you know, give both quarterbacks adequate reps in preseason. Don't hold them back. I thought that was just a mistake. But we gotta be better on the offensive line. And, you know, our defense is still very solid. But the offense has gotta do its part. And we need something more than just an occasional game manager.
Yeah, score some points. Thank you again, Mayor Lightfoot. Really appreciate it. God bless.
Great advice.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
It's so awesome. We have a lot of people who want her to get a regular show.
No kidding.
All right. Want to thank everyone for calling, texting, and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
Oh, we got Dustin Rhodes here.
We do. And thank you to Kevin. Bless you, Kevin.
Fantastic, fantastic show.
And, of course, Ray, you do a great job.
Great show.
And rest in peace to Ed Farmer. Very sad news there. And we will be back in the morning, David. We're not going
anywhere.
We will,
Molly. Stay safe. Yep.
You too, pal. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
During these unprecedented times, stay connected with 670 The Score.
We just need you guys to be giving us some type of relief from this madness that we're all dealing with. Sports is just such a stress reliever for a lot of people. It takes you away from reality, and I'm just glad you guys are on the radio.
The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
The opening bell today brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Easter can really spring up on you, can it? Well, no worries. Just hop into Walgreens this holiday. We're only minutes away with all your favorites for building the perfect Easter basket. You'll be in and out in no time with big savings on everything Easter, like select Hershey's Easter candy, 2 for $6. Easter's on its way, whether you're ready or not. So head to Walgreens to get all your Easter treats in one quick hop. Offer valid with card through April 4th. Restrictions apply.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Ah, here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/discount for an additional discount. LightStream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/discount for more information.
Is this the year you buy a new home? If so, let First Eagle Mortgage customize your mortgage just the way we have for thousands of other Chicagoans. Hi, I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. We can save you thousands in closing costs regardless of credit. Don't go online giving your personal information to strangers. Instead, call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116 or go to 1steeglemortgage.com. Chicagoland's mortgage specialist.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, Dan Bernstein here. During these scary, trying times due to the spread of the coronavirus, I'm sure restoration's pretty low on your to-do list, but let's look at a little silver lining here. With most people working from home, what better time to give your house a little attention? So next time you get up to grab a snack, check your basement, check your sump pump, check your garage. Do a quick once-over to make sure there isn't any mold lingering around. Good news, if you find anything, my friends at Aloha Restoration are ready to step up and help. They're professional, responsible, and fast. Don't wait. Give Aloha Restoration a call at 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664, or visit Aloha Restores.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
We're talking with The Athletic's John Greenberg. He's got the results of the sports fan survey here in Chicago out on The Athletic. Dan was named the best interviewer.
The two-time winner.
Well, I think it's heartening to see also that the Score is the favored sports radio station by a 2-to-1 margin.
Sports radio is really about connecting with people, and it's a personality-driven business. That's why you're successful.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Let's go to our buddy Belmont Mike.
Maybe they're truck drivers. Maybe they got, graveyard shift jobs. How reassuring and comforting it's been, Les, to be able to put on The Score in the middle of the night and just listen to you. And they don't even have to participate, that you're here so we can enjoy intelligent sports conversation.
It's my pleasure to be able to do this.
Score overnights with a Grobber on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station.
News is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local efforts to stop the spread, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.9 FM anytime of the day or night. Or